Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a brand new show starring Marjorie Reynolds, Benny Barnes, and William Demarest. That's me. In real life, we're neighbors. We live side by side out in San Fernando Valley, just a few minutes from Hollywood. Our program is brought to you by it's kind of smudged here. I'll find out about that later. Hey, you.
Yeah?
What's your name?
Bob Shannon.
Well, aren't you supposed to announce this show?
Yeah.
Well, what are you waiting for? A fanfare?
Well, of course.
Your Hollywood stars, Marjorie Reynolds, William Demarest, and Benny Barnes, calling to your attention radio's newest show. Marvelous Margie.
Jack? Oh, Jack, where are you?
Out here in the kitchen, Marge.
What a lucky break for me, Jack. Mrs. Phineas Panic just called and insists we come right over to their house. She wants us to help entertain some relatives who just dropped in, and, well, we have to be there at 7:30.
Well, but Margie, it's 6:30 now. Besides, tonight I've got to finish the plans for my new automatic self-winding reversible potato masher.
Oh. You and your important projects. For heaven's sakes, what are all those papers on the floor?
Well, right now I'm trying to figure out our income tax. Now, my unemployment checks amount to...
Jack. Jack, that can wait. We must go to the Panic. After all, Phineas T. Panic is a very important producer. We were hoping you remember that I was going to get a part in his new picture.
Oh, well, Margie, wait a minute. Who's going to take care of the baby? The last sitter we had was our neighbor, Bill Demarest. He cost me my only bottle of scotch, a telephone call to his aunt in Ireland. Besides, he worked my crossword puzzle in the Valley Times.
Oh, Bill Demarest, huh? And he lives right next door. You go up and get dressed. Make it snappy.
Okay, I'm on the way.
I'll find someone to sit with the baby.
Hello?
Hello, is this Bill Demarest?
Certainly it's Bill Demarest. Who'd you expect to get? Don't you trust the American Telephone Company? They spend millions of dollars every year so that any dummy with one little finger can call any other dummy. They spend all evening saying nothing. And furthermore, I ain't dummy enough to come over and sit with that kid of yours tonight.
Oh, Bill, why not?
Because I have to go to the studio for a very important conference. I have to finish my laundry and press my socks and buff my stuffed elk and practice my lesson on the cello. And besides that, I'm a very busy man.
Hello? Hello, Bill. Oh, dear. I wonder how he knew what I was going to ask. Who can I call now? Hello?
Hello, Margie. Say, this is Benny. Can I come over?
Can you come over? Benny Barnes, you're my favorite next-door neighbor. Come right over. Oh, gee, am I glad Benny lives on the other side of us. Jack, hurry up. I think we've got a sitter. Bring my blue coat down with you.
Be right down. Well, who'd you get?
Benny Barnes.
Well, that's very nice of her. Here, put on your coat. Hey, isn't that a new dress?
Yes. Like it?
Well, it is pretty, but couldn't you get into it a little farther?
Well, that silly doorbell you rigged up could very easily scare me out of this dress. That's Benny now.
Oh, Jack Reynolds, you and your screwball invention. Why, I'd rather open Fiddler McGee's closet than ring your front doorbell.
Oh, I'm so glad you had a chance to drop over.
Say, what are you doing with your coats on? I just wanted to borrow.
Oh, Benny, darling, you've saved our lives. Oh, you don't mind doing us a great favor and sitting with Linda for just a little while, do you?
Just
oh, that's
borrow.
Well
that's
of you, Benny. Oh, thanks a lot. Come on, Jack.
Yeah, all I want
door.
Is...
Bye, Benny. Thanks a lot.
But all I wanted was a... Traps again. Crying out loud. And all I wanted to borrow was a 3-cent stamp. Well, guess I'll never learn. Well, might as well relax. Wonder what's on the radio.
And so, ladies, if you have time on your hands, if you'd like to earn enough to buy a new Cadillac, a new mink coat, build a fine home, spend your afternoons at Santa Anita, and we guarantee you three winners, then join the Babysitters Union. Remember its slogan, the hand that rocks the cradle also wears the rocks.
Mm. How do you like that? All I wanted was a 3 cent stamp, which I didn't get. Oh, there must be music on some station.
Right now, may we tell you something about the stars of our show? Of course, it might be called gilding the lily to explain names like Marjorie Reynolds, William Demarest, and Benny Barnes. Most everyone knows them well. But to bring you up to date, Miss Reynolds can be seen currently in the Paramount picture, Monsieur Beaucaire with Bob Hope. She is co-starring now with Robert Cummings and Brian Donlevy in Heaven Only Knows, the Seymour and Evans Hall production for United Artists. Ever since she made Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, Marjorie has been a top-flight box office favorite. Now, we're building our show every week around Marjorie and her new baby, and incidentally, her real-life baby, Linda. You'll find her husband, Jack, something of a poor man's Thomas Edison, who dreams that someday one of his many inventions will hit the jackpot. Well, that's our little family, Marjorie, Jack, and Linda. You see, they live out in the San Fernando Valley, not far from Hollywood. Their next-door neighbors are Bill Demarest and Benny Barnes. Bill on one side, Benny on the other. But we'll tell you about them later. And now let's ride along with Marjorie and Jack.
Gee, Jack, I hated to put the rush act to Benny that way, but, well, you know how much I want that part in Panic's new picture, and, well, he might offer it to me at the party tonight.
Oh, that part's not so good. Who's the leading man?
I don't know. Well, what's it matter? In my last picture, the leading man was a fellow named Bob Hope. And after him, I wouldn't be afraid to play opposite influence. Oh, look out, Jack. You almost hit that man.
Well, it was only Sidney Greenstreet.
Oh, fine. And you know how hard it is to get a new front bumper.
Hey, you know, that gives me an idea.
Oh, no, not another invention.
Yeah. Why don't they put glass bottoms on automobiles? Then the driver can see who he's running over. Well, guess this ought to do it. Here we are. I wonder how these guys get all these new cars. They must have served under General Motors. Come on, let's go on in.
How do I look?
Ah, you look gorgeous, dear. Let's get it over with.
Good evening, Margie and Jack.
Hello, Miss Granny.
So nice to see you again. I'm glad you could come on such short notice. That dear, dear husband of mine, Colonel Panic, hasn't arrived as yet. And when he does, I'll bust him down to a private.
Oh, but Mabel, dear, you're the one we wanted to see. Isn't she, Jack?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You always say the nicest things. Now, you go on in while I look after the other guests.
Mr. Panic is a very smart man. Take a look at these dull people.
Oh.
Well, Margie!
Uh-oh.
Bill Demarest!
Well, so you did find an all-night sucker for the baby.
Bill, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I'm staying away from your house, and besides, I was invited.
But, Bill, you said you had to go to an important meeting.
Well, what's more important than a meeting with Mr. Panic? There might be a part in this picture for me, too. But meanwhile, to put this on a more compatible basis, come on. Let you and me dip into the punch here. Come on.
No, thanks. Nothing for me.
Ah, this is the stuff little Beaver took before he went out and built Boulder Dam. Personally, I'm going to have a little old overcoat and soda. Oh, Margie, what do you call that thing on your head?
You mean my hat?
Hat? You've got enough vegetables up there to start a market. How often do you rotate your crops?
Well, of all that, Bill...
I wouldn't be surprised to see Mrs. Wiggs come out of that cabbage patch.
Well, I never. I'm not...
What if men wore vegetables on their hats? Dessen could feature a succotash special with a broccoli brim.
Now, you listen to me, Bill.
Women make me sick. And another thing, the way you're always talking about clothes. Somebody says, I saw Mary yesterday. She just got out of the hospital. You don't ask how is she, but what was she wearing? Who cares what she was wearing? A woman could be on her last legs and you'd want to know the gauge of her nylons.
Oh, here you are. I do hope you're getting along all right. Where did you leave the baby?
Linda? Well, she's at home. Benny Barnes is staying with her.
Oh, Benny is such a sweet person. So nice to have around children. They love it.
Well, next time I want a 3 cent stamp, I'll walk to the drugstore. Hold still, you little darling. Quit crying, or you'll grow up to be a drip. And speaking of grips, I wonder where Marjorie keeps the diapers. Uh-huh, here they are. Mm-hmm. Linda, my sweet, do you know why a baby is like the USS Missouri? You don't? But I'll tell you. It's because it's always wet on the bottom. Oh, and what a nice little dress. Well, fine neighbors. It didn't come from my store. What's the use of having neighbors? Yes, you're so right. There. That'll hold you for a minute or two. I suppose you're hungry, eh? Yes, you are. Ah, oh, well, who isn't? Now, you stay right here and shut up. While I go downstairs and see if those scheming parents of yours have any food in the house. Oh, that darn doorbell.
Holy Toledo, lady. What you trying to do, scare little kids?
What do you want, young man?
Oh, if this isn't the daffiest block of houses. They drive me to distractment. Look, lady, before this joint blows up, I want to collect the $1.05 for the Evening Herald cash.
Young man, I'll have to ask you to come back tomorrow. I don't live here. I only sit here.
Well, sitting or standing, lady, look, I want one Iron Man and 5 coppers right on the barrelhead right now. Besides, I can't come back tomorrow. I only get one night off for my classes in horticulture.
Hey, how cultured can you get? I can... Well, I can see it'll be worth $1.05 of the Reynolds money to get rid of you. Just a minute, I'll see if I can find some money.
Okay.
Now, where could they keep their cash? Oh, yes, the baby's piggy bank. Boy, that should be loaded. Dad charges everybody 25 cents to see the baby. There it is. Hmm, feels heavy. How am I going to get the money out? Say, boy.
Yeah?
If you want your one iron man and 5 coppers, we'll have to butcher this iron pig.
There's only one way to crack that box, lady. You got a sledgehammer?
Well, not with me.
What I don't have to do to get my dough, I got paid off with 21 empty milk bottles from old man Demers. I'll just test this out on the front step, lady.
Oh, for crying out loud, you smashed it.
Yeah, that I did. Here's a cuter and a half a hundred. That makes 6 bits. Here's a couple of dingers and a jitney. That's a buck. And here's another nickel, which makes $1.05 in the coin of the realm. Thanks, lady. See you around.
But, hey. Huh? Aren't you going to pick up the rest of this for me?
I ain't got time, lady. I'm a very busy man. Besides, I got to go home and water my nasturtium.
Ketchup! In your father's mustard! Yeah, well, I'll have to pick them up myself. Oh. Well, between sitting and stooping, I'm drooping. Close the door, Richard. Well, now let's see. Along with the money, there are 2 streetcar tokens, a safety pin, and an IOU from Jack Benny. Fine. And an Eisenhower button. Oh, hello. Hello, Freddie. Oh, how did you know I was over here? Oh, yes, I got scratched again. Fool that I am. What? A sneak preview? Oh, but there's no one to stay with the baby. Oh, you know I'd love to, dear. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll see what I can find. Goodbye, dear. Sneak preview, huh? Well, that sounds like fun. Now, let's see. Who can I get? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll try them. Hello? Yes? Is Mrs. Bendix in? Oh, she just dropped something. Oh, well, pick it up. Oh. No? It wasn't Bill. Oh, no. Oh, well, Bill isn't in then. No? Mm-hmm. Well, is their daughter Lorraine in? Now, let's see. They have another daughter, haven't they? Is she in? Oh, she's only 3. No, I guess she won't do. Goodbye. Oh, that awful doorbell. Come in.
Well, hello, Jenny. This is the Reynolds house to the fire station.
Why? Phineas, Panic, what are you doing here?
And I was going to ask you the same thing.
To bring some crockery? I'm sitting with Linda, the little doll. Margie and Jack went out somewhere. But I'm supposed to go with Freddie to a sneak preview of your new picture.
Oh, yes, that's right. I asked him to go. Very important to have him there. Didn't want to go myself because I've been too close to the picture.
Oh.
Yes, and I have a different slant on it. I look at it sideways.
Friday and the reporter both say that it's great.
Well, thank you, Vinny. Yes, it's a typical Panic production. As a matter of fact, I was just stopping by to have a talk with Marjorie about my next picture. There's a very good part in it for her.
Oh, well, you know, they said they'd only be a little while. Why don't you stay here with Linda, and I'll run along with Freddie to the preview.
Me? A babysitter?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right. Then I can talk with Marjorie when she gets home. You know, there was something I was supposed to do, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. Only a short while, eh?
Yeah. That's what they said when they when they asked me to stay. You see, the baby's asleep now, and I know she won't be any trouble to you.
Very well, Benny. Run along. Call me after the preview. I like to know what the public thinks of it. Yes. Not that it'll make any difference.
Why, gee, Mr. Panic. Thanks so much. By the way, you'll keep me in mind for the picture, too, won't you? Goodbye now.
Well, I wonder what it was I was supposed to do tonight. My fourth assistant secretary told me. Well, may as well make myself a drink. Bourbon. Wonder if I can talk Marjorie into playing the part. Yeah, she's been doing pretty well lately. Oh, well. They're good friends of ours, so I can always call on her to do that. Whoever that is, I'm glad he didn't ring the bell. Yes?
Hey, buddy. Can you tell me where I can find Synonymous?
Who?
I said, can you tell me where I can find Synonymous?
I'm afraid you'll have to talk plainer than that.
Look, all I want to know is where I can find Synonymous.
Oh, you mean Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to join?
No, I want to resign.
At least didn't wake up the baby. Maybe I can get something soft on the radio.
And now about our other two stars. I'd say we know Bill Demarest and Benny Barnes pretty well. Bill's newest picture at Paramount is Variety Girl. His radio voice is familiar to all of us. We plan to have a lot of fun with Bill. He's a kind of a hard guy to convince of anything. And since he lives next door to Marjorie and Jack, he's due to inherit a large share of their headaches. Now, Bill is a confirmed bachelor. Women, as far as he's concerned, are one of life's necessary evils, and not too necessary at that. But Benny, on the other hand, and on the other side of the Reynolds house, thinks that men are pretty fine people. She'd like to have one for herself, as a matter of fact, preferably Bill. But Bill's a pretty cagey character. Benny's most recent pictures are Spanish Main at RKO and Time of Their Lives at Universal. Actually, off the screen, Benny is a busy businesswoman. She operates a shop in the San Fernando Valley which caters to newborn citizens. It's a baby shop called Tot of the Town. This, too, will figure in our story. So there you have it. Marjorie Reynolds, Bill Demarest, and Benny Barnes. Three celebrated persons whose private lives promise to contain the same chuckles and chores that you and I find in our daily rounds. And now, back to Marjorie and Jack over at the panel.
Oh, Mabel, we've had a simply lovely time. Thank you so very much. It's too bad Mr. Panic didn't get here.
Too bad, you said it. It's going to be too bad for him. He could be tied up at the studio. At least he better be. I told him I'd take just about one more unexplained evening out, and he could stay out.
Oh, don't worry about him, dear. I'm sure he'll be all right. Say goodbye to Bill Demers for us.
Oh, he left an hour ago.
He did. I wonder why I left so early.
He's no fool. Good night, Mabel.
Good night, children. Why didn't that Phineas Panic show up? I've got my heart set on getting that part.
Now, relax, honey. We'll see him later in the week. Besides, dear, as far as I'm concerned, you're the only blonde in town who could play Lady Godiva without having the horse steal the scene. Oh, Marge, don't look so sad.
Well, darn it. Here I've wasted this new dress that I wanted to impress Panic with. Mr. Phineas Panic, big producer and director. He couldn't even get a job at the Eagle Laundry.
Well, maybe he doesn't know how to wash an eagle.
Oh, Jack, stop it. You think Panic would have enough decency to show up at his own party? If he thinks I'm going to bow and scrape and kowtow to him just to work in a silly old picture... He's
so wrong. Well, anyway, Marjorie, it's the last time you're going to drag me out to a stupid party just to impress somebody. It's like the time you had me out trying to get your watermelon the week before Linda was born. 3 o'clock in the morning. In the middle of November.
Well, I could have asked for crepes and zest. Besides, what are you complaining about? How about the time I stood in line 3 hours to collect your unemployment check, and then they wouldn't let me have it?
Home sweet home. I'll bet Benny's glad we're back. Let me have your key, honey.
I'm still furious with Panic. I'll never speak to him again as long as I live.
I tell you, Mr. Panic, I'm really versatile. Didn't you see me in the Miracle of Morgan's Creek, the Joseph story, the Pearls of Pauline?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Every part's different.
Ooh.
Why, I can do that role in your new picture standing on my left ear.
Yeah, but I want Gregory Peck to play it.
All right. Granted, Peck is a pretty good boy. But I think either one of us could do it with equal ease. I could get some stucco and fill up these wrinkles here. Very easy.
Phil Demarest and Phineas Panic. What are they doing here?
Oh, hello, kid. I saw Mr. Panic's car out front and came in here for a little chat. Now, as I was saying, Mr. Panic...
Mr. Panic, you darling, what are you doing here?
We're just taking Benny's place, yeah, for a little while.
Oh, you wonderful man. Oh, isn't he sweet, Jack?
Mr. Panic, as I was saying...
Marjorie, I really stopped by to talk to you about a part in my new picture.
Oh, Benny, are you starting a new picture?
Is he starting a new picture?
Well, Mr. Panic, that's awfully nice. Of course, I'm very busy now. I'm considering several offers, and, well, naturally, you'll have to talk to my agent.
Margie, you're killing my sale.
All right, Margie. All right, I'll talk it over with him. The part will fit you like that pretty dress you're wearing.
Oh, this old rag. Why, as a matter of fact, I was just saying to your wife tonight at your party.
Party? Tonight? My wife? Oh, my gosh. That's what I forgot. Margie, you've got to call my wife and square me. You're the only one she'll believe. You know I've been here waiting for you and taking care of your baby. Mabel would never believe me. She said if it happened again, she'd leave me. Please call her, Margie, please.
Well, now let's see. I think I can fix it. Bill, you want a part in this picture too, don't you?
What do you think I've been trying to sell here tonight, ham? Sure I want a part.
Mr. Panic, you could use Bill, couldn't you?
Oh,
and
I...
Bill... You wouldn't mind sitting with Linda 2 nights a week, would you?
2, 1.
Thursday and Sunday.
1, 2, 1, 2. That's what I said, Thursdays and Sundays. It would be a pleasure.
Then the part for Bill is set, isn't it, Mr. Panic?
Yeah, I'm completely sold on the idea.
Well, then, gentlemen, your worries are over. Now I'll call Mabel. Why don't you go in the kitchen and fix a snack?
Hello?
Hello, Mabel. This is Margie. Do you know where that darling husband of yours has been?
My husband? Why, that two-bit sideshow barker.
Now, just a minute, Mabel. Just a minute. He's completely innocent. I'll explain it to you later. I want you to be very nice to Phineas when he comes home tonight.
Be nice to him? That's lowlife. I spend all evening entertaining his dull relatives and he doesn't...
Mabel, I think you should be very nice to him. You remember what happened last week at the racetrack after you promised Phineas you'd never gamble again. You do remember, don't you? And you wouldn't want him to know about it, would you, Mabel?
Oh, now, you wouldn't, Margie. You wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know what you're after, but... you win.
I thought you'd see it my way. Goodbye, Mabel, dear. Gentlemen, as I said, your worries are over. The good neighbor policy has just been put into effect. Bill, you have your part. I have a babysitter for Thursday and Sunday night.
Yeah.
Mr. Panic, your wife is waiting your return with open arms, and I am your new leading lady.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go see if our best pocket edition of the USS Missouri is afloat or in dry dock. Good night.
Good night, Margie.
You've been listening to the premiere performance of Marvelous Margie, starring Marjorie Reynolds, William Demarest, and Benny Barnes. Others in the cast included Ben Alexander as Jack. The part of the newsboy was played by Sidney Miller. Virginia Gregg was Mrs. Panic, and Mr. Panic was played by High Averback. Marvelous Margie, a Jack Reynolds production, is written by Dick Hanna and Bill Tomberland, and it's under the direction of Alvin Flanagan. Now, here's Marjorie Reynolds.
Good night, folks. Thanks for coming. See you next week.
Bob Shannon speaking. This is the Sunset Broadcasting Christmas. Good night.